today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They've got an app now. You know, there's an app for everything. Mm-hmm. You probably know this, right? There's an app that shows you where the bus is. Do you have that Leesburg?
We have one called Life 360 where you can just track where your kid is because my kids have their own phones. So it's the same thing.
You have the chip. Didn't you have the chip inserted
in Robert's
neck? We put a chip
in Robert. Yes, we did. We did. We took him to the veterinarian and had him chipped.
I arranged to be in the car. This is a real a-hole moment. I'm kind of embarrassed sharing this. I arranged to be in the car when we picked Kathy up, and I think she was coming into the bus station.
Yes.
And it was not the airport.
Okay.
And so I was in the car, and Kathy was not in the seat of the car for 1 minute where I said, "Mom killed your cat."
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I do a lot of thinking, especially when I come back to work after a bit of a break.
Sure.
I start really getting laser focused. Now, I've been thinking about these fruitcakes.
Yes.
That we are giving away. No, we're not. We're selling them.
We're selling them. It's a fundraiser.
Second year, we're fundraising for the show by selling fruitcakes. And it's always important, as far as I'm concerned, to have a bit of a hook. To have a bit of a specialty moment here. Now, I have to ask you several questions because you handle these fruitcakes and
sure.
I don't.
Right.
And then we're going to get to lovely Daniela, who is heading back to VCU mm-hmm. this week and has brought a gift for the crew or you or whoever,
I think it's for everybody, but we shall see.
Well, it's not for me. You know why it's not? Because my ass is down here in Florida, okay? Nothing's ever for me,
it's
all right?
The and it's that counts, right?
That's right, Daniela. That's right. God, I love smart interns.
I know.
It's good. We're going to miss them all. I hate summertime ending because they all go back to school and try to better their lives.
I know. Why can't they just give it up and do a podcast like we did?
I know. Why can't they just be homeschooled? We want them all to be homeschooled.
You were homeschooled,
in our studio. I was homeschooled. Yes.
I was as well, actually.
Oh, you were
homeschooled? Until sixth grade, yeah.
Were you really?
Yes.
You know what? I'll tell you. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let me get the fruitcake thing out of the way. Remind me, Daniela, to bring up the homeschooling thing
because
I want to talk to you about it. Okay, so here we go. Fruitcakes, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Selling fruitcakes. So fruitcake futures. We sell them in advance. We sell them this early, and we have to sell them by August because it takes a lot of doing to get it all lined up. The commercial kitchen,
yes.
to get all the good food,
yes.
to get all the nuts, to get all the berries, to have the Keebler elves
Mike,
in place
as I like to
so
say,
when we want to do...
Ingredient acquisition starts months in advance.
All right. So yesterday, at the end of the show, either on air or off, I don't remember, it doesn't matter, I said, how are fruitcake sales going? I think I asked you guys on the air. And you said, and Pony gave me the greatest answer in the history of broadcasting, an answer that he doesn't know because he's not a smart guy, socially. He's not smart socially.
No, he's not adjusted. You're
so
right.
So he gives me the answer, the one word that I hate more than any other word in the English language.
Right.
And that word is fine.
Yes, yes.
They're going fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
That is never a satisfactory word to me. What I want is great, better, extremely wonderful.
Right.
I want words like Donald Trump uses.
Yeah.
All right. But I didn't. I got fine.
Sad.
So I thought to myself, we need because our listeners are incredibly supportive.
Yeah.
And they love your fruitcake. And if they've never had a chance, a lot of people said last year, "I love them so much. I'm gonna get double the fruitcakes next year."
Yes.
Well, that's not happening because people lie. People
yes.
lie, and then when it comes down to the reality of it, they say, "Oh, just get one." However, that it's our job as professionals to create an atmosphere of urgency
mm-hmm.
that's going to sell more of these fruitcake futures. Now, I want you to explain how the fruitcake futures work, because we need to remind people, and we ham-handed it with Oscar halfway out the door, cleaning Charlie Bernie's toilet like he always does, and not paying any more attention to our show. And I want you to explain how the fruitcake futures work, and then I'm going to lay my idea on you.
I can't wait.
And it's a good one. It's a great one.
It's a great browning
element. Don't get distracted. Tell me what the fruitcake is. Okay,
the fruitcake futures, you don't think because you're ordering it now, any quality will suffer, because they are baked to order and shipped right away, fresh to your doorstep. The reason we have you order them in advance is so we know how many to bake. We overbaked last year, and that's silly. That's stupid. That's a waste. That's wasted time and everything. So
We did the same thing last year. Why do we overbake?
Because we did not pay attention to all the details that we know how to focus now. We walked into this half blind last year, and now we know what we're doing. So we need to stay laser focused, as you said. You go to our website, www.mikeomaraShow.com, and you click on the fruitcake banner and place your order. With two big ways to buy big, there's the regular and the super deluxe package. I recommend the super deluxe because there's stuff that's involved in that that's going to blow your mind, to be announced at a later date.
All right, so that's it.
And then you place your order.
When do they get them? When are the first people going to get their fruitcakes?
In time for the holidays. It'll be there probably right around Thanksgiving Day.
All right. By the time they get the fruitcakes, they're all going to be ordered.
Yes.
When do you cut off the sales for fruitcakes?
I believe we will be cutting off sometime in early September. So time is running out.
You got about less than a month.
You got
to
do this.
So less than a month to get the fruitcakes. Here's my idea. This is going to be special because, what is the greatest urgency, consumer urgency in any movie that you've ever seen? It's Willy Wonka.
Oh, yes.
And I propose to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have something very, very special, which is, how about this?
I never thought my life could be
a golden ticket.
Whoa!
Let me tell you what this would be. All right, this is for anywhere in the United States for someone that buys a fruitcake.
Continental United States or Alaska and the islands too.
This is the continental United States.
Right.
We can't fly people from the islands.
No, of course not. That's
Europe.
Silly.
Thanks for effing it up right away when I'm trying to just sell something here, okay? What? This is exciting. This is what you're going to get. We're going to hone it. When does he sing about the golden ticket?
I don't know. Jack Albertson's
An overwritten piece of music in my, a story.
It's Newly and Brickus.
I've got a golden ticket. Here it is. In one of the fruitcakes, when someone opens their fruitcake, on top of the fruitcake, there will be a golden ticket.
Whoa.
Now, what did they give the golden ticket to? They gave the golden ticket to Charlie. What did he get for it? A bunch of people got a golden ticket. And what did they have? They had
a tour.
A tour of the factory.
Right.
All right. But they didn't have a tour of the studio that we do the show from.
Wow.
And so what I'm thinking is, because we make an occasional exception for a Jim Amato, for somebody that horns in, but I would say the total number of people that have visited our studio get a chance to
be
hang
a part
out,
of it.
Maybe less than five in the years we've been doing the show. It's a very special thing. I am proposing that your golden ticket would be, we would fly you and a friend anywhere from the United States to Washington, D.C. We would put you up in a hotel. We would provide you with a dinner. And we would allow you to sit in on the Mike O'Mara Show and be our very special guest for a live taping of the Mike O'Mara Show. We would give you all the swag that is available to us.
Yes.
And we would cover the expenses of your trip if you've never been to Washington, D.C. Now, you might say to yourself, well, what if I'm from Washington, D.C., or I'm from the immediate area, and going to the studio on Wisconsin Avenue just means I have to slog through traffic?
Yeah, exactly. What then?
Well, it's going to be a brief thing. What about a trip to Florida? To come into my home studio where no one has ever been?
The inner sanctum, Mike.
Right. And that would be the platinum ticket. The platinum ticket. Where I would put you, up at a hotel just down the road, less than 5 minutes away from my front door here.
Uh-huh.
I would let you arrive at 9 a.m. Sharp. You would leave my home at 10:30 a.m. That's it. Not get any quality time with me. Then it's off to the beach, whatever you want to do, and get on a plane. And by the way,
and a meal they get a meal probably where? At the Rhea?
I give them a sandwich.
A sandwich, okay.
I give them a sandwich. But we have a platinum ticket and a gold ticket.
Oh,
the gold ticket
great.
Gets you a trip to the D.C. studios, and a platinum ticket would get you a trip to Florida. But what you have to do is you have to buy a fruitcake future,
yes.
And then you have to do that. That was my little idea that I came
love
up
it.
With. I thought it would be exciting.
I love it.
I thought it would be exciting. And it pains me, you know, to do the platinum ticket.
I know.
And by the way, I'm doing this as we speak because I'm saying to myself, what if we got somebody that, really, but you're not going to have a choice. And I think that we can make arrangements for the platinum ticket to be distributed all over the country. And then we'll tweak this. We'll hone it.
We'll have it done.
And by the time we are all back, and we're all sitting there together when we all have our Politburo meeting.
Right.
We will come up with it and we will do it for you.
It'll
be a platinum ticket and a gold ticket. Now, this contest is subject to change.
Of course.
But understand, we're not sending out the fruitcakes until much later. So
right.
we can tweak this contest.
We have time.
This contest. But let me assure you that there will be a golden ticket and a platinum ticket in one of the fruitcakes that will allow you to have a very special TMOS.
Do you know
experience.
What the best thing about this is? Is the only other What's person that? To really broadcast with you in your studio one time, Oscar and I did.
Yeah.
And it drove
here.
You crazy.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'll be nice. I'll be nice that day.
Friendly,
I'll be fine.
Yes.
Mm. And you will realize a few things. You will realize how unimpressive the sausage is when it's being made.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
Maybe I didn't phrase that the right way. You will realize how unimpressive it looks when the sausage is being made.
Right.
And you will also realize how modestly your boy lives down
yes.
here. And in the Sunshine State.
By choice.
You will know, you will see Cocoonville.
Like that
you
live,
will see Cocoonville.
Mike, really, your lifestyle is like that of a monk.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a monastery here.
Poverty.
Yeah. stone walls, candles.
Your robes.
That's it. So I'm very excited about the prospect. Now, this contest is subject to change, but...
It's an evolution.
Rest assured,
yes.
There will be a platinum ticket. There will be a golden ticket, and there will be two trips available where we will send people DC and to Florida.
This is two big ways to win big.
Yeah, and then you will be coming to the locations of where the sausage is made at a appointed time when it's maximally convenient for us.
Exactly.
Because probably a Monday. No, I don't care. Probably a Friday.
I would think a Friday. Sure.
Yeah, we can do that. And so we're very excited about that. Daniela, you like the idea? You think that'll work? You think that'll be exciting for people?
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you bowled her over, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's the kind of enthusiasm all homeschoolers have.
This is true. All right, homeschooling. Thank you. So did I make it clear?
Yes.
Can you write this down and remember what I said?
100%.
And call me on it when I disavow it in a few months down the road?
I'll call you after morning prayers, Father Mike.
But I'm sober.
I love you.
I love the idea
of you living like a monk.
It is Tuesday, August 13th. I am here. I have made this offer. I will not rescind it. If you buy a fruitcake, you will get the chance of winning a golden ticket.
That's the only way you can be considered. You have to buy the fruitcake.
Right. Now, it'll be very helpful if your father owns a factory and he can have the workers on the floor open the fruitcakes.
That's true.
And if you're in Germany, I would welcome Augustus Gloop into my house.
But what if you live in a house where your four grandparents share a bed?
Yeah, that you're equally likely, and if you have a son that happens to watch television all day long and just sits there with a cowboy hat and six shooters. By the way, we're doing the old version of Willy Wonka,
exactly the wilder
version, not the Johnny Depp debacle, worst remake in the history of remakes. Okay, and who's the other one? Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt. I want it now, Daddy. I want it now.
It's Mike TV, Veruca Salt, Violet Bick.
Yes, Augustus Gloop,
and Charlie.
Charlie Bucket.
Charlie Bucket. Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Ah, Charlie. Charlie, look, you got the platinum ticket. You're going to Florida.
To see the sausage. Go see Mike's sausage.
Yeah, I might take you out to lunch, too.
That'd be nice.
If you're down here. Yeah, but
you might
we haven't, as I said, subject to change.
Maybe just drop them off for lunch. with a gift
very
card.
Exciting. We will hone it. Put your brain on it.
I shall.
Remember, that's the idea. That's
golden
how we
ticket.
Do it.
Platinum
come up
ticket.
With our idea. All right. Daniela is a Virginia Commonwealth University student. She is interned this summer on the Mike O'Mara Show, and she is off to scenic, beautiful Richmond.
And it's a city of Renaissance.
Yeah, right. It was
definitely
stop by and see the fabulous Philip Morris cigarette tower. That's exciting.
Hey, that's outside of town. It was like that 30 years ago
it's
when
not
I went
outside of town. It's in Richmond. It's within the city limits.
But it's not like downtown. Like when you and also VCU, the campus is now actually a beautiful campus. It wasn't when I was there. They've closed down all the roadhouses and the porno theaters and the show bars are gone.
Have they torn down all their Confederate statues? Have they done that?
Mike, that is a Richmond thing, not a VCU thing, and I do not condone it.
Very just
Monument just Avenue.
So, Daniela, you are studying communications at Virginia Commonwealth University. Is that accurate?
No.
Thank you. I make it a point to stay up and current on all my intern activities. So,
Mike,
you are
I'm
studying.
Sure, what? I'm sure you'll remember that she made two cartoons for us.
Ah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were wonderful.
Yeah, the bee, the Italian bee. And
the Italian
pony.
Bee was spectacular. Our listeners loved it.
And Pony standing in the forest.
Pony.
I accidentally made Pony gay. But.
Wow. Did I miss that?
You didn't do that.
Yeah.
Did I miss that one?
I think maybe you did.
Well, you send it to me for a guy. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What are you drinking?
A Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay.
Great
your
diet
color's
soda.
Off. It looks like a grape soda. It
oh,
looks
no, no.
grape from here.
No, it's not.
Sorry. Daniela, hi.
Hi.
So you're staying graphic design at Virginia Commonwealth University. That's right, right?
Yes. No, I'm studying kinetic imaging. So
kinetic imaging.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I grew up in Connecticut.
All right. Kinetic imaging. Could you explain to our... What the hell is that?
So it's a mixture of four different...
Mediums?
Fields, I guess. So you have video, audio, or I guess sound, and then you have emerging media and then animation, and then I'm emphasizing in animation.
And so kinetic imaging is used in all sorts of media. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. So I'm looking more towards the entertainment aspect of movies and that's TV shows and that sort of thing. So
you're going to be the next Matt Groening, or Mike Judge, or somebody like you want to make entertainment animation? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I would love to make movies or TV shows, but mostly
very
movies.
Cool.
That's what I
want
to do.
Do you are you a big fan of like the Pixar stuff?
I love Studio Ghibli. I like the more traditional Asian types of animation.
Pony, can you enlighten us, please?
I'm more troubled by the fact that Pony thought it necessary to cheer or the fact that he had to turn his mic on to cheer.
How often does he cheer on the show? Not very. Why are you cheering, Pony?
Studio Ghibli is fantastic. It's one of the best anime studios ever. They've been making stuff since the 70s. A fantastic studio.
Very good. And that's not the one that burned down, right?
No, it's not.
But I will say this about it. I will say yay.
Yay for Danielle and yay for
and yay for Chinese animation.
Well, that's cool. Whatever. And you know what? And I hope, how was your experience this summer? Did you, even though it's, we're not animation in here, we've used animation a lot. We really have over the years of the podcast. Did you ever get a chance to look at our old stuff that we did, that we had for live shows? There's some pretty cool stuff out there. Very neat.
No, but I saw someone did the kind of like a really rough flash animation on your channel that was related when I was looking up different types of animation for this show. But other than that, I haven't seen anything really.
And how did you find your overall experience?
I thought it was really fun. I really enjoyed it here.
Give me the best part of, I'm going to ask you the best and the worst, the best part of being a TMOS intern.
This is like, this is great. This is like doing an exit interview in a real corporation.
Yes, it is. Only we're not writing anything down because we're not that professional.
We're recording.
What was the best thing about being a TMOS intern?
I think learning probably the production of it all and going live and making sure all the cameras and everything is set up correctly. That's, I think, one of my favorite things to do when it comes to
production.
And
what was the worst part of being a TMOS intern?
Milk runs.
Milk runs.
Yeah.
Milk runs?
Yeah, because we need to have milk.
What the hell? Do we have somebody have a child that I don't know about? What the hell is going on?
Mike, as you know, on the second floor, we keep two small cows.
What is a milk run, Rob?
No, we need
Jesus
milk.
Christ, stop doing shtick for one goddamn minute and tell me what's really happening.
As you know, when they closed the Starbucks, we got an espresso machine. And the espresso machine provides steamed milk, but you have to stock it with milk. And boy, we got thirsty people at the village, and they got to go get milk a lot of times.
So. Oh, man, that's terrible that you had to do that. My apologies. If I'd been there, I wouldn't have made you do that. I would have duct taped you to a tree like we always do with interns. That's what we used to do. We used to really torture interns back in the day. Not allowed anymore. It doesn't work. So, well, I'm delighted that you had a great experience, and now it's back to school for you, and you have brought a farewell gift for us. What can you tell me about it?
First, tell about the lovely catered meal you brought us. I said, would that every day be her last day, because she showed up with delicious croissants this morning.
Okay, all right.
Interns never do this.
God, why are you holding? You put your hand down. You're just waving your hand around like Ben Franklin, you know? second day working alone with you. I'm ready to kill you already. So, she brought a lovely group of croissants that we
have. Be fair, Mike, it's not the second day. It's the 30th year. That's why you want to kill
me. All right, very good. What's the gift?
I'm going to read the card. She wrote a card to us.
Very good. This segment is moving along swimmingly right now. All right, here we go.
Card says, has her name on the front. And it reads, I would like, this is very lengthy. It's it's too long to read on the air. But it's a lovely thank you note from Daniela Wheel. And she says,
Is it anything entertaining in that note, or is it just sweet?
No, it's just sweet.
I could tell by the handwriting, it's just sweet.
We don't like sweet on this show. All right, let's see what we all got. That's okay, Daniela. You're genuine, you're honest, you're real, and we appreciated you being here. All right.
It's in a small white box. It was wrapped lovely.
It's an iPhone.
It is. Oh, Mike, cookies. She's the best intern ever.
Thank you, Danielle. That's wonderful. Is there anything you would like to say? Thank you very much. Those are what kind of what flavor?
I can tell you right now. They're ginger, aren't they?
No.
Ginger snaps?
They smell gingery.
So they're oatmeal spice cookies that my grandma and I made actually this weekend. And I thought I would bring some down for y'all. And it's
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
so you can pretend like it's healthy, but because it has oatmeal in it.
You know, I'm channeling right now the Alec Baldwin segment on Saturday Night Live where he brought the sweaty balls. I don't know why, but I'm just.
I know I'm that those cookies will never see Wednesday. That's so nice.
That's wonderful. Any parting words, Daniela, that you'd like to say to our wonderful listening audience before you take your leave?
Nothing really other than thanks for having me. And also I hope to finish one more animation before I leave.
Oh, good.
So
thank you so much.
That is wonderful. That is Daniela, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. Thank you.
Open door, Daniela. Come see us again. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Microphone off.
And you can buy the fruitcake and get a golden ticket and just come back.
Yeah, that's right. You can go visit Mike in Florida. That'd be nice.
No, that would be the platinum ticket.
Well, she could just show up. I'm saying she could visit.
No, it's fine. Thank you, Daniel. You can take your headphones off. Thank you.
We're done.
Thank
here.
You very much.
We're that's done good. Talking.
We're done. Anyway, that was one. So you like the cookies? You're gonna eat.
They smell wonderful. Yes.
All right, don't wave your hands around. That's it. We can start the show now, you hump. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good evening, 007.
My name is James Bond.
And members of your curious profession are few in number. You have been recognized. Let's say by one of your opposite numbers, who is also licensed to kill. Oh, that interesting car of yours. I too have a new toy, but considerably more practical. You are looking at an industrial laser, which emits an extraordinary light not to be found in nature. It can project a spot on the moon. Or at closer range, cut through solid metal. I will show you. This is gold, Mr. Bond.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last. The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Yay! We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. I think I can bring this up, but let me just... Oh, what the hell's going on here? Oh, something's going terrible.
What's about it?
I can play this for you right now. You okay. Want to hear the... Yeah, Michael thought it would be funny to do the baby version of that James Bond scene.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was his idea, his comedy idea. And so this is the way that sounded. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. All right, didn't come through, of course. Let me try it here.
Sure.
Hold on just a second. All right, here we go.
It's what inspired me to pull the tape for today.
Yeah, it's not working. Anyway, live from the Podcast Village Studio.
You expect me to talk?
Oh, you hear that?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
There you go. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that delightful?
He doesn't sound like Goldfinger.
That's his. I'm literally playing that because he made me. I'm already being wrapped around his finger. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're glad to have you here from Prineville, Oregon, to Morrisville, Virginia, from Bunk Foss, Washington, to Yellow Spring, West Virginia, from Freehold Township in New Jersey, to Hanoi, Vietnam. We are here. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Ring. I sent the Colburns a whole Ring doorbell and a security set up in Vermont, and they love it. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer by keeping you connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or surprise visitor, you'll get an alert. You'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them. Is everything all right? Is everything okay?
My phone keeps ringing with like robocalls. I'm just trying to silence them.
Okay. You can do this all from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I keep track of Maine while I'm down here. I check it 3 times a day. It's the best. It's a motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and two-way audio, so you can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. I love it. Pro tip, get the protection plan. All of your Ring video is saved forever, and that equals peace of mind. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now. It has a video doorbell, a motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a Ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. So
I didn't know you sent one to the Colburns. What a nice gift.
Yes, they are. Well, they're dear friends of mine, and we were talking about how much I loved it, and so I sent it along to them. And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I will describe what Florida is being like, what it's like now. Imagine a crock pot that's set on low. Some of the crock pots that I know have a glass cover. Most of them do, actually.
Yeah, so they you all can have look a lid, yeah.
And you know that condensation, you say... Every window in my house now is covered. I can probably move the camera over there really quickly and show you.
Oh, that is disgusting.
What the windows look like. That is really
your
what
whole
I'm
house?
Living at.
The whole
here.
House?
The whole house is covered with a sheen of condensation. It is it's a different kind of heat down here, and it's something that I find it interesting. At least at this point, I find it interesting, but it is truly like nothing I've ever experienced. I've been down here in August before, but usually it's September when I'm here.
Yeah.
And now with the little guy, I put a Facebook Live up yesterday right when I was picking Michael up at the school when it was monsoon. It was absolute monsoon as he got off the bus, and it's just the way it is. It's so
how
different.
Often
it's
will
such
you have,
a different climate.
I mean, you get up and it's steamy, and I love your crock pot analogy. It is so dead on.
Because I was trying to think of the right analogy. It is being in a low temperature outside.
Steady, non-ending. Just steady,
non-ending. There are, the best way to describe it, when you're outdoors and the sun goes behind a cloud, you say, and by the way, anybody in the country, you know, especially our Texas friends living with much more heat than we are right now, when you have that kind of heat, if the clouds cover up the sun for any moment whatsoever, you have this amazing feeling of relief. If a breeze, the slightest
anything, just
breeze
any motion,
kicks up,
please.
Any motion of the air, you feel this amazing kind of relief. This, someone a long time ago said to me that South Florida in the summertime is like the dead of winter in northern climes, where people pretty much stay in of doors.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of activity outside because it's not doable. When the sun gets to be, you know, right around the noon hour, you're done through 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you don't go out there. But
Get tolerable about September, you think?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's maybe October or maybe December. Fun, that's what I call it. Isn't fun the best thing to have?
How often do you get the monsoon-like thunderstorms in the afternoon? Because with that kind of intense heat, they're always bottled up, right?
They can come morning, noon, or night. It doesn't matter. And
oh, really? So, because, you know, in D.C., it always seems to be about 4 o'clock when we get them.
We wait for the right time, but you would have laughed if you'd seen us yesterday because we went out. And I have to take the car out to the tip of the community and wait for the bus to come.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a well-traveled in and out of an entire community. So we're there at the end of the street and the thunderstorms are coming in and we're talking cloud to ground lightning.
Oh, no.
That comes in. And we have this massive crackle, and Carl and I are arguing about where we're going to put the car. I said, we're going to put the car close to the street. We're going to put the car close to the street, and you're going to get back in the car, because even with an umbrella, you will die with these lightning hits that we're getting right now. And, you know, today, the security guard, park out front, so closed. Sign outside, should have told you. He comes up, and he told me the perfect place to park. So now we've got that intel. I'm fine with that. But it's all new. And today the crisis was his feet. He doesn't like his sneakers. And I'm sure every kindergartner, every parent of a new kindergartner is going through one incarnation of this or the other where I hear the fighting beginning. I'm sitting out here trying to get a little show prep done. It's 5:45. Mrs. Right. O'Mara is up. I hear the shoes. I'm like, what is it now? It's like, shoes. It's
shoes, the Dad. Shoes.
The shoes, Daddy. The shoes. The shoes, Daddy. And I'm hearing Mommy and Daddy, it's like, Carla, if you're not calm, he won't be calm. I'm trying to be calm. And I'm like, everybody, shut up. We're going to be fine. Then he comes out, these shoes. I said, those expensive, brand new shoes that we bought for you? Yes, they're bothering your feet. Yesterday, you didn't have to wear socks. Do you not want to wear socks? So anyway, he goes to school with the shoes. And
did he wear socks or not?
He didn't wear socks. It's
okay.
Fine. It's
that's fine. Yeah.
He doesn't have to wear socks.
What shoes? It was just, did he want to go barefoot? What was his solution?
He's got a great pair of expensive kid shoes.
Right.
New Balances that are really, really nice shoes. But he, that's where the anxiety manifests itself.
Mm-hmm.
That it comes right down to the toes. It's like between the big toe and the second toe. Apparently, there's a level of discomfort that he finds unbearable. I kind of think it's where all his school anxiety is directed towards. You know what the word was when he got off the bus yesterday?
First day.
I said, how was school? He said, great.
Well, that's good.
So, doesn't change the fact that they're making him get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to school because it's 6:39 in the morning that he has to catch the bus with the Seneca.
No.
Who, by the way, the bus driver is super cool guy. Already, good. I'm completely at ease. Seneca, I'm not sure where he is from, but he is a wonderful, wonderful man, and he shakes my second day in a row. I just like shaking his hand, so I'm shaking his hand just so he knows that's Michael's daddy. Michael's the first one picked up, and he sits right in the front of the bus.
Now, this is a question we had yesterday. Because he's first picked up, is he last dropped off?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's a long day for the, you know, that's probably one of the reasons why he's got to get up so early, because he's the beginning of the route. That sucks. I'm sorry that he has to get up that early.
But it's really not that, you know, from time of pickup until the time he gets home is not all that bad. And they've got an app now. You know, there's an app for everything. Mm-hmm. You probably know this, right? There's an app that shows you where the bus is. Do you have that Leesburg?
We have one called Life 360 where you can just track where your kid is, because my kids have their own phones. So it's the same thing.
You have the chip. Didn't you have the chip inserted in Robert's
neck? We put a chip in Robert. Yes, we did. We did. We took him to the veterinarian and had him chipped.
This is a bus app that shows you where the bus at.
That's cool.
Is.
That's very cool.
It's an adjustment. I'll be honest with you. It's a little bit of an
adjustment.
That
is so brilliant, because we were talking yesterday about, you know, you always have that thought, if the bus is late, did I miss it? And this way you know because you see where it is.
Yeah, it seems to be where it's a little, it's not like Uber. It's not, you know, where you can.
You can't just plug in and say, I'm ready to be picked up for school now.
Well, no, I see the thing where the cars move a little better with Uber.
Yeah.
This is more like an update. And
okay.
You see like 1.1, 9/10 of a mile, 8/10 of a mile.
That's cool.
And it's interesting. And so it was great. He liked it. But I got to say something about our listening audience, man. I love our listeners so
yeah,
much.
They're the
when
best.
When I ask for help, we have the combination of sweetness from some of these teachers that were giving me advice to comedy is spectacular. And I didn't get to them all yesterday, so I was reading all of them this morning. And I requested, hey, you teachers out there, any advice I can get from you for a kindergartner to help you do your job better would be appreciated. And there were so many nice things said, but there was also a little bit of comedy, but I have to write it. I wrote his name down. Where did I put it? Hold on. All right. David McDaniel gets the advice, because the way I framed the question was what should I say to my kindergartner that will help you in your kindergarten class? You know, what should
okay,
I what
right.
should I say?
Helping from the outside in.
And David says, it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. David, you win. That is your
it's
thing.
Helpful.
Congratulations.
I think that
I
couldn't help
listeners.
But hurt. Or help but
I
hurt.
I really love it. And yeah, he's doing okay.
Good.
Except there was a minor crisis with the shoes. We'll see what today brings. And I'm exhausted. We will take
you
a break.
You all adjust, though. That's good. You know, you're a pretty good early riser yourself. So,
well, we get up. When you have a kid, you get up
you
early
do.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about the secret society that also gets up down here.
Oh,
in
dear.
Greenville. Yeah, well, we almost hit them yesterday. And we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pot.
You know, comedians, you're supposed to let the word out. Big potty. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love it. I've got the, I think, acai berry that I'm enjoying today. Now that warm weather is here, you'll be outside all the time. Tell me about it. Well, maybe you will, unless you're staying in a sweating house.
No, you're in the, Mike, you're living in the crock pot now.
The crock pot, low level. Liquid IV, you need it more than ever. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, even Costco. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier is sold at all Costco's nationwide. It is a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks because it has no artificial flavors or preservatives. It's non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. I've been flapping my gums for the whole show, and I know we got a little Rob's World to deal with. Do you want to talk about your concert, or do you want to talk about your other thing?
Let's go with the other thing first, because it's more pressing. The concert we can talk about another time, and it's
very
a great
good.
Story. But while you were gone, Carrie and I have decided we've been doing some pet sitting anyway, and she, through that and her dog walking, became involved and knew a lady that ran a dog fostering site. And you said, you know what? We know that Linus gets along with dogs. We should foster a dog, she says. I said, that's great. Let's do it. And so we go through all the paperwork, and this is a recap
You're
for people.
You're fostering a dog?
Yeah, where you just sort of like keep a dog for a few weeks until it gets adopted. And it helps, it gets them out of the kennel setting, puts them in a home environment, and it's good for the dog. And so we agreed to foster a dog that was turned out an abandoned dog from West Virginia. And again, I apologize if you heard this story last week. I'll keep it brief, but I'm just bringing Mike up to date. And so when we went to do the pickup was arranged at a parking lot of a bank in downtown Leesburg, which I thought was odd, but dumb thing to think. But I said, I assume they know what they're doing. And there were three dogs being transferred that day. The first two transfers went without any issue at all. Our dog,
I take it Oscar's asked you all the questions about this. That's why I'm laying back, because I'm loaded with these.
Well, I mean, we can address any questions you have. But what happened is when they were trying to get the dog out of the cage onto a leash so we could take him to our home, he bolted. And he ran like crazy. He had a cone on his head because he had just been fixed, as they do when they bring these dogs into a shelter. He ran into traffic in downtown Leesburg, right onto Route 7, which is a major thoroughfare. He was nearly killed. I saw five or six times he was nearly hit by a car. My heart was in my throat. It was the most horrifying thing. Panic ensues.
Who was transferring the dog?
The transfer
from the cage to from the crate to the leash.
The lady that runs the Leesburg adoption agency, the local lady, and she was dealing with people that had a pet shelter in West Virginia who had transferred.
Well, she can't be all that skilled if she let the dog go.
Well, all of this went down, and I was irate, and I was saddened, and I was horrified at the whole time. Well. We actually talked about it on the show. Maddie was kind enough to put together a nice IGTV that we spread around the social media, and we posted posters and all this. Well, it turns out...
Maddie, I'm so glad I'm back. You know, we're trying to sell fruitcakes here, you know. I mean, with all respect to the dogs.
Well, it was... it was...
Just kidding.
You know.
Jesus, Rob. I mean, your energy level for things just sometimes stuns me.
Well, you know? Actually, to be perfectly fair,
by the way, the dog bolted out into traffic. You know, maybe it's just not meant to be.
Suicide
you
wish?
Get my drift
maybe
on
could
that,
be.
You know? Maybe the dog wanted to stay at the shelter until it was go time, right? And, you know, it's time for him to sleep with the fishes.
To be fair, I just came in mad about the entire situation. It was Oscar's idea to do the IGTV. Oscar was very supportive, so I did not push her to do it.
Well, that's the partner that's supportive of that. But no, I love dogs, too. This dog ran into the traffic with a cone on its head.
And then into the woods. And this was over a week ago, Saturday.
What was the dog's name? Did the dog have a name?
Yeah, the dog was, he had been renamed as Clipper. Clipper was his name.
Clipper, can you come out of the woods, please? We've got your mother here. Your mother's trying to get you out of here.
We had an escape con, in Hancock County.
Really?
In Maine, when I was a little kid, and they had his mother with the state troopers on the side of the road with a bullhorn yelling into the woods. I swear to God, that was when I was a little kid.
I was going to say, that stays with you.
Oh, greatest show on earth. All right, so Clipper runs into the woods.
And so it's over a week later, and you know, when a dog has a cone on its head, he has a hard time even drinking water out of a bowl, so worried to death about this little guy. Little terrified guy. And it turns out, yesterday afternoon, he wanders into someone's yard. They had seen the poster, or they had seen the poster on Facebook that we had shared. They shut the door of their gate. They called animal control. Chipper is now back in custody. And Clipper is now... Here's the reason why I have a hard time remembering his name. Because when they finally put out the poster, they said, by the way, we just changed his name. If you call him Biscuit, because he doesn't know his new name yet. That's another thing they had that was really, really bright.
All right,
they changed
his
name.
Yeah, because they're not in the workforce.
So anyway, the dog, Clipper... Mike,
These are volunteers that F everything up because they're look, I'm all for doing good.
Yes.
But that's why there's so many screw ups and why nobody had the book on this dog that it was going to bolt out of the crate and run into traffic with, is she an older lady that did the,
squarely,
the release?
Squarely middle-aged. She said all the right things like, I'm very sorry your first experience was like this. This has never happened before. Okay. And I wanted to say, yeah, well, it happened this time.
Yeah, but so it's Biscuit now. That's
Biscuit is home. Biscuit is safe.
At
Biscuit
your house?
Is okay. No, no. I demurred. I said, I don't think this dog, as they described, he can be a bit skittish. I said, well, I don't want this skittish dog. I'm not saying we'll never foster again, but I don't think we'll foster with this agency because I wasn't happy.
Do you have another dog, or was Biscuit just one of the dogs that was going to be?
There was three dogs and three foster families. So
there
it was
were
just to be
three like, dogs, Rob.
That's
there were three dogs, not there was three dogs.
You're right.
You're right. So... Did you collect a dog that day that the other one ran into traffic?
Because the other two families got their dogs and were off. They were just gone.
It was your dog?
It was our dog. That's one of the reasons why it was so horrifying. And I know deep down.
Is that why you put a thing up on Facebook?
Yeah.
It was like and it was another kind of beagle mix.
It was a rat terrier mix. He was lean. He was tall and lean, about 25 pounds. That's the reason that it was so horrifying and distressful for us, because it wasn't at any level our fault. We didn't even have the chance to hold a leash. But the fact that he was destined for our home, and that by the middle of last week, I was certain he was dead. I was certain that he'd gone into the woods and died. But he's okay, and everything's cool. And we will foster another dog, but we won't foster him. And I don't care to mention the name of the agency, but just investigate people when you deal with them if it has something to do with pets. Because
is this a rescue agency or a like the SPCA?
Oh, this is a private agency. This has nothing to do with the government. This is a people
private
that
agency, mm-hmm. private volunteer agency.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
nonprofit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there any? Were you getting any money for fostering?
No. You volunteer to help out, and then what? Okay. See, our responsibility would have been.
Just because Julia's going to college, is this why you're doing?
Probably.
Hey, Pony, do you think, Pony or Maddie, do you think this is because he's feeling a sense of emptiness in his house? Is that why this is happening?
Yes, and you know, I still think it's a very nice thing to do because it helps keep the dogs out of gangs.
The worst thing you want, Mike. Don't want a gang dog.
So it's a total bust.
It was a total bust.
Your do-good moment is a total
Mike, no bust. No good deed goes unpunished, but I do want to say thank you to everyone that kept their eyes out and paid attention, and ultimately to the family that found him and got him back safe. Whoever he lands with, I hope you do well with this dog, because I think he's a problem.
You but think it's safe. A problem?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he did everything he could for over a week to avoid human contact. That's not
right.
That's not right behavior for a dog. I blame the people that
you
brought him up.
You seem stressed. Is it stressed because you're talking a mile a minute? Are you okay?
Okay. Right? I'm very.
I mean, is this a stressful thing for you?
The dog thing is very stressful. It was.
Okay.
But I'm right, and well, it was a wonderful.
You don't need more stress in your life. You need to drink more Crown Royal.
That's true. Why can't we foster that?
I just don't. It just seems like a giant. Are you ever going to do it again? Do you think? Because I know you. If you have like the first experience is a bad one, I don't know if you'd run back and do it again. I'm just trying to get the honest story.
I think that we will ultimately do it, yeah, but I don't think we'll deal with these people again, because I didn't like the way that they handled the initial thing, and I didn't like the way they handled the follow-up.
How is the dynamic in the home with the daughter being gone now? I mean,
it's really weird. It's really, really weird. When I get up in the morning and I go downstairs and I glance to her bedroom, and I'm normally accustomed to seeing either her asleep on the bed and the, you know, 5 inches of clothes on the floor because it's just a teenager's bedroom. And now there is a bed with no sheets on it and the floor is clean. And it's really starting to sink in that a quarter of our family is gone for the foreseeable future.
How's your son doing with it?
He's doing fine, but this is kind of cute. He took one of Julia's bedspreads to use. He says he likes it just because it's a nice bedspread, but I think he misses her, and it's a way to think.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I just think of all the time that they were at each other's throat, and now they like each other. So that's a good thing.
Well, my sister went away too, you know, and I was still at her throat. Tell Robert that you can still be at her throat when she comes back from college. You heard the story about when we had the white cat that my mom put to sleep. Speaking of pets.
I don't recall this story.
There was a cat that we had called Blanchot, which is French for white cloud. And Blanchot was a cat, so I didn't have much to do with Blanchot.
How very fancy.
And Blanchot got the big C, got the big casino.
Oh.
And so Kathy, who was 7 years older, so do the math. If Kathy's a freshman or sophomore at college, that makes
she's 19, so you were 12.
I'm 12 years old, which is like primary dick age.
What a perfect dick age.
And so Blanchot got cancer while Kathy went to college and went to the vet. And my mom had a reputation with pets. Like, if there was something wrong with a pet, that pet wasn't coming back from the vet.
She treated a pet like a toaster.
Yeah, and so my mom said to me something along the lines of, now Kathy's coming back from Colby. She went to Colby Junior College.
Okay.
It was a junior college up in New England back in the day. And she said, Kathy's coming back from Colby. Now listen, I want to tell her about Blanchot. Don't you do that. And so I arranged to be in the car This is a real a-hole moment. I'm kind of embarrassed sharing this. I arranged to be in the car when we picked Kathy up, and I think she was coming into the bus station.
Yes.
And it was not the airport.
Okay.
And so I was in the car, and Kathy was not in the seat of the car for 1 minute where I said, "Mom killed your cat."
You know what? I'll tell you why that's the ultimate dick move. Because it was premeditated. It wasn't even just totally premeditated.
It's all Mom, I
want to go.
Doing.
I want to go with you to pick up Kathy because I love her. Right? Kathy in the car. Guess what? Yeah. Oh God!
Yeah, that's why she tortured me later in life and continues to this day. I can understand why she's got an attitude. Mom killed your cat, and you got fat at college. Hey, who's getting the last lap now, huh, Kathy? You want to go? Want to do a little more mountain biking? And I'll come over and you can look at me eat a cookie. Paybacks are hell, aren't they? Yes, sorry. We'll take a break. Everything all right?
Everything is good. The dog is okay. So thank you, everyone, for your support. And remember,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the home life with your daughter gone at college now?
Where, you mean like overall?
Where are things? Overall.
4.
Wow. All right, we'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Mara Show. Everybody.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tan gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Steve Bridges at our affiliate in our loan affiliate at KCJJ in Iowa City, starting his 10th decade in
That's
broadcasting,
right.
which is mm-hmm. pretty spectacular. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. How would you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them change the world? Say hi to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun.
Yes.
Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has all the supplies needed for that month's project. With easy-to-follow instructions written for kids and an educational magazine so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your kids to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month. Shipping is included. Our listeners can go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get your first month free. This is fabulous. Michael loves his. You're going to have projects for your kids that are going to help them learn and help them make the world better, and who knows where they can go from here.
Kids
it
love
stimulates
getting stuff,
their learning.
Kids love getting stuff in the mail. This is something
Every
that is
day.
So cool. They love it.
Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. If we don't do it now, we're never going to get to it. Let's open up the mailbag because it's not about us, ladies and gentlemen. It's about
it's
all
about
of you. Great to get back and have the mailbag. I love this. And as I mentioned before, thank you for the responses about Mike's kindergarten. I really appreciate that. And we appreciate you sending in your letters each and every week, your requests, your funnies, all going to Rob Spiewak. We really appreciate it. It's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. First letter, hi, Rob, Oscar, Mike, Pony, Maddie, Dahlia, Johnny, etc. This Thursday, my husband Scott Mora and I will be celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary. Scott has shown me what a real man is.
Man.
Ooh. He's been an incredible father figure to my teenage son, an amazing father to his teenage daughter, and as a dad to our son together. I am so very thankful for our blended family. Modern family, I can relate.
Yeah,
I know what you're dealing with. I love you all almost as much as I love him. Mike, welcome back. I love you. I love you too.
Oh, it's sweet.
Person, Stephanie, I love you all. Oscar and Rob, I love when you two do the show together, but I mostly love all three of you at the same time. Well, a couple of weeks, we'll all be back together.
Yeah, sure.
Basically, I am full of love today. See you in Vegas. Stephanie Larson of the Sacramento Stephanies.
Larson.
Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that. We mentioned it yesterday. I'll mention it every day. When it comes to tickets to a show, fruitcakes, we're a small family, but we chug along.
Yeah.
And it's because of you guys. I love that. And Stephanie, I know you're a large part of it. Next letter says, hi, boys. My husband, Stefan Aids, or Addis. Do you know how to pronounce that name?
I think it's Aids.
Stefan Aids is a huge fan of the show. Can you please mention his birthday on the air? He turns 40 today. Thanks so much, Jacqueline Fleischman. Stefan Aids is 40 today.
Yes, he is. Ladies and gentlemen, write this down.
Thank you.
Stefan Aids.
Stefan Aids.
Stefan Aids.
Stefan Aids.
Sounds delicious.
It sounds like a medical product.
Would you like a Stefan Aids. Would you like a nice cold glass of Stefan Aids?
Stefan Aids. tastes like feet. Next letter says, greetings, boys, and hello from Pleasanton, California. I am pleased to report that that Pleasanton is quite pleasant. I was able to meet up with fellow listeners Kristen and David Hout, as well as Shannon LaDage. It was a mini TMOS reunion. Can't wait for the real thing in Vegas, baby. Love you, Robin Ferguson. Thank you, Robin.
Robin is
Josh
great.
Josh Wasson writes, I've got a question for you guys. I am DJing a wedding, and it's my first time doing so. Lucky.
I don't know who's luckier, the DJ or the bride and groom are having a first-time DJ at their wedding.
I am curious if you have any advice. Do I DJ as a radio DJ would? Easy fades into and out of songs. I usually DJ club style music. So if this is a different avenue for me, the bride and groom wants country music and R&B. Please advise.
Josh, have you ever spun a wedding reception? I'm curious.
Well, no, but I think I can help because I was a club DJ.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
I know about the world of DJs. All right. What you want to do is. What brides and grooms and wedding parties normally don't really understand, and they never ask for, but they want the music to be as loud as possible.
Yes.
So when everybody comes into the room, you want to put on one particular song. It's tough to find now because it hasn't been played that often, but it's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. And what you want to do is you want to put on Bad, Bad Leroy Brown and turn it up as loud as you can,
especially loud music all night, but especially loud music during dinner.
Right.
That's the most important.
And I'm not going to leave you hanging with one song. I'm going to give you the transitions. You want to transition into the Beastie Boys.
Yes.
Fight for your right to party.
And girls.
So you want to go from, yes, you want to transition from the Bad, Bad Leroy Brown into Fight for Your Right to Party. And then after that, hey everybody, how you doing? It's Josh Wasson. I want to welcome the groom and the bride's parents. Sit down right now. Enjoy. We got a cash bar for you.
South side of Chicago.
Hey, I'd like to propose a toast. Right.
Also, call the bride hot.
A lot. Call her a knockout.
She's a knockout. Fantastic. And then when you want to test your mic volume, put your headphones over it.
How might that sound, Mike? Stop it!
Is this on? Good luck, Josh. Now have fun. Well, just try not to be noticed. That's my advice to you. Here's a query from SDM, Stephen Douglas McIntyre. Yes. What is Home to Bed, What a Day from? Thanks, Stephen Douglas McIntyre. Do you have the answer to that, Rob? I don't.
I do. Do you remember you had several newsmen when you worked at WAVA, and one of them was named Dave Schreiber. And there was a feature called Dave's Day, where you would go through and ask him what he did during his day. And what I always remember about it is he would go to the department stores and get cologne samples because it was free.
It's all I remember about him, too.
And then he would always close Dave's day with home to bed. What a day.
What a day. That's it, Steve. All right, Steven, now you know. We'll see you in Vegas. Next letter says, Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. I traveled to India a couple of weeks ago because, sadly, my mom is not well. As you can imagine, it's difficult to watch her in this state. I know, I can relate. As of now, you guys are the only constant I have in my life. I savor the 7 hours and 40 minutes of your show every week. I especially enjoy Lil Michael saying, Hey, guys, kick rocks. Well, he's got a new one with the James Bond thing at the end of the show. And better yet, with all the chaos around us, my son just lit up when he heard you read Hyderabad, India at the beginning of the show for a full week. Well, anywhere you go, folks, this doesn't mean you have to be from that area.
No.
If you're traveling and you're going to be on the road and you know, you want to hear a tiny little town you're visiting mentioned on the show, send the cities to Rob Spiewak as well, and we'll
let
put them on the show every week. Thank you for making us forget what we were going through by bringing the funny every day. Well, we appreciate that letter, and we thank you. Hari Ginka, thank you, and
great
I'm sorry
guy.
To hear about
good
mom. And really, you are a good guy. Next letter says, Welcome back, Mike. How is Carla's mom? We haven't had an update in ages. Thank you, Amy. Well, Carla's mom's been hanging with us down here, and we have a great time with her mom, and she is very, very happy. And she's wonderful. She's been, you know, doing her thing this summer, and we've been doing our thing. And when she visits here at the Omera Casa, we are always very, very grateful. And, she's doing great.
That's good.
She is always looking for a man. Anyway, thank you very much. Hi, TMOS.
Right, Maddie?
Our dad, David, is a long... Yeah, I want a person to call dad.
Someone considerably younger than you?
Much younger. Thank you. Hi, TMOS. Our dad, David, is a longtime listener, and every year we get him the bonus show for Christmas.
Nice.
His birthday was last Friday, and it would mean the world if he got a birthday shout-out from you guys. You keep him updated with pop culture. He feels hip listening to you. Thanks for your help, Kyra and Quinn Retu. Let me tell you something. If your dad feels hip listening to us, the only hip we have on this show is two artificial ones that were inserted in my body. But, I'm glad he likes it.
Maybe he feels hip in comparison to us.
Yeah, David. Happy birthday, David. And we appreciate your support. Nice letters this week. I really like all the love. Hey, guys, I heard Rob bemoaning the fact that he never has received a telegram, so I looked into it. I thought it would be fun, so I was going to send Rob a telegram to say I had sent one, and so he could say he has received one.
Yeah.
Jeez, all right. But for the length of a tweet or a text, they want $44.
Oh.
Stop. Best wishes, Trevor Griffin. And he shows it right down here, Rob Spiewak. The message, so he didn't send it, right?
No, but he went through the form, and it's literally shorter than a tweet, and it was $44. No wonder no one does it anymore.
So this goes to Rob Spiewak, shows his little address here.
Yep.
Got his country there. Then the message body says, TMOS rocks, stop. Rob Radio rocks, stop. Fruitcakes rocks, stop. I don't think I have to write stop, stop. Trevor Griffin, thank you very much, Trevor. Appreciate that.
I really appreciate the notion. I'm glad he didn't send it, though. I feel so guilty.
We appreciate that, and you can send things for the mailbag every single week to Rob Spiewak with 2 B's. We would appreciate it. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day.
I used to be the life of the party, and so he said, that's where I put my thermometer. But then, everything changed. I couldn't laugh, feel joy. I also couldn't maintain an erection, but that's unrelated, I guess. It was horrible until I found Lexapro Mira. Everything got good again when I subscribed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Listening to explicit content and hilarious insights, too raunchy for the usual show, got me out of my sad hole.
Do you or a loved one suffer from chronic lack of humor in your life? Lexapro Mira may be right for you. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Lexapro Mira, and the other doctor is a f***ing liar.
Subscribing to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show has been said to cure ailments like male pattern baldness, gout, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, and will expand your life by 40 plus years.
Subscribing to the Bonus Show is the single best thing you can do for your mental health. So do it today. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it. And I promise to never talk about my sad hole ever again.
Thank you, Johnny.
Johnny's the
safe
greatest.
Travels. Yeah. Johnny's gone now, right? Johnny's going back to school.
Yeah, no longer do we see him exit the building saying, I love working here.
Thank you, Johnny. Great intern. Great bit with him. Want him to come back and do that. That's wonderful. This segment of the program brought to you by Stamps.com. Here is a fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages. It's a hassle, man, which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. They can handle it all. That's all.
That's all.
Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter or any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in the mailbox. That's simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter the code TMOS.
News!
News!
Boo! A male model named Josh Kloss.
I'm listening.
He is accusing Katy Perry of sexual misconduct.
Oh.
For publicly exposing his genitals at a party. Now, you know what? In this day and age,
yes,
where we'd normally be flipped with this, I think we have to go on and listen to what he has to say.
Now, what's the gentleman's name?
Josh Kloss.
Because Maddie lit up like a Christmas tree when she heard that name. Do you know this guy's work?
Well, no, I just perk up whenever you say male model. I don't know him specifically.
So being with Pony all day, it's not enough?
Not quite.
You crave more. Okay, I understand.
By the way, Maddie Masiello travelogue tomorrow on the Michael
Can't
Mara
wait.
Show. Mm. I will not make you wait one more day. Josh was Katie's co-star in her Teenage Dream video back in 2010. It's a long time ago.
It is.
In an Instagram post, he says that when he first met Katie, she was cool and kind, but when other people were around on the set, she was mean and would say stuff like how it was gross that she had to kiss him. Well, if he's a male model, I'm assuming maybe it's going to be a joke. Right?
I would think so. I would think he's probably sarcastic.
Don't want to read too much in. It's thing. He says he
so
endured the embarrassment. It's his thing. The embarrassment because he was a single father and this gig was all he had. Then 2 years later, he brought a friend to a party to meet Katie, and that's when she exposed him. Quote, when I saw her, we hugged, and she was still my crush. But as I turned to introduce my friend, she pulled my Adidas sweats and underwear out as far as she could to show a couple of her guy friends and the crowd around us my penis. Can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt? Why is he just now speaking out? He says, quote, our culture is set on proving men of power are perverse, but females with power are just as disgusting. Who knows? We'll see where that
goes. I'd like to see how this plays out. The weird thing in that to me is that he said she was still my crush.
Yeah.
So I have to wonder if part of this is sort of a spurned, hurt feelings type deal, too.
You know, I predict it doesn't go much further. I just don't think it would happen. Well, you know, I don't want to diminish people.
I don't either.
Say, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, what to say. We weren't there. We didn't know how it happened. But it seems like, and women have waited a long time to come forward with stuff. And I think you have to be an equal opportunity reporter of this stuff. And if it's something that was really egregious, but it doesn't sound it on the surface, but who knows what really happened.
What we need to do is really needed to pay close attention to American Idol this year and see if she pants Luke Bryan. That would be repeated behavior.
But I also would like to know how she knew that his thing was exposable. Doesn't it sound like take a look at this?
Or
take a look at how great this is or
say,
something like that?
Yeah, and without being too graphic, worthy of being shared.
Yeah.
Like she's had experience.
I went to, you know, college with guys that, you know, had no problem showing it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were excited about it.
He's working with Donnie Simpson, though.
A different time. Thank you. Yeah, it was Tony Perkins.
Kidding. That's just a joke.
Alex Rodriguez had his car broken into in San Francisco while he was eating dinner at a restaurant. However, since this is A-Rod, they didn't just get away with a Kindle, a phone charger, a bag of chips, and $10 in change. Their haul was worth $500,000.
What? What was in there?
According to the San Francisco Chronicle, they took a camera, a laptop, miscellaneous jewelry, there it is, and a bag. Maybe a handbag or something, or
maybe,
you know, I don't know.
A bag of jewels.
A bag of solid gold. It's unclear what was in the bag, but judging by the rest of the stuff, it must have been something good, or maybe $495,000 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, and we'll see what happens with it.
Katy Perry was looking for a bag.
Yes, she found the bag, showed it to everybody.
That's right.
Thank you. Thanks. Did you just come up with that one and decide to put it after the second story? Is that what it was? Is that what the goal was?
I needed
I'm breaking rocks here?
No, I needed, I needed the second story to set up the callback.
Okay, I get it. Sarah Silverman recently got a sweet part in a movie, but she got fired the night before it was supposed to start because they saw a picture of her in blackface from a 2007 episode of the Sarah Silverman program. On a recent podcast, she said, quote, "I didn't fight it, but it was so disheartening. It just made me feel real sad because I really kind of devoted my life to making it right." Then she and the host got into a conversation about canceled culture, and she said, quote, "I think it's really scary, and it's a very odd thing." Well, we're experiencing it right now, the way I'm reading these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't mean any hurt for anybody, but it handcuffs somebody who does what I do.
You're right.
As I'm reading some of this news, I'm sitting here going, I got 50 things that would be funny, that wouldn't be hurtful in my opinion, but you have to play it differently nowadays,
yeah.
And it kind of sucks. She and the host got into a conversation about it. She said it's a very odd thing that it's invaded the left primarily, that's true, and the right will mimic it, so the right doesn't care, the left, it's a weird world living in right now.
Ever-changing.
Here's her quote, it's like, if you're not on board, if you say the wrong thing, if you had a tweet once, everyone is like throwing the first stone. It's so odd. It's a perversion. It is a perversion.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
There's so much insensitivity in certain corners of the world that I think people may be overreacting to one other side. Yeah, it's the whole thing with comedians on college campuses. It sucks.
It's very odd that the oversensitivity and the undersensitivity are both living side by side. There's no balance in it. The truth lies in the middle always.
You know, I'm throwing it out the window, okay? I'm going to throw it completely out the way, all right? A rabbi, a priest, and a homosexual walk into a bar. No, I'm sorry. For the past 5 years, Olive Garden, here you go.
Oh,
get
boy.
Ready. Get ready. I'm giving this is a news story, but it might as well be a commercial.
All right.
For the past 5 years, Olive Garden has been running a promotion once a year where they sell the never-ending pasta pass.
Ugh.
You pay $100, get unlimited pasta, salad, and breadsticks for 9 weeks. It's a protein lover's diet.
Sure. That's keto, isn't it?
They're raising the stakes. On Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, remember that.
Okay.
That's Thursday. Tomorrow, no.
No.
The day after, yes.
Yes.
2 p.m. Eastern, Olive Garden's never-ending pasta passes go on sale at pastapass.com. There will be 24,000 of them available for $100, but that's not all they're doing. That's not all.
There's more? But wait.
Pony Boy, you know what, Pony? I think you ought to try to do this. In fact, I'm tasking you with trying to do this. At 2 p.m. Eastern, you've got the time. You will be available. 24,000. The first 50 people, Pony, who buy one of these pasta passes will get the option to upgrade for another $400 to a lifetime pasta pass.
Wow.
If you, Pony, if you get the pasta pass, either the $100 one or the $500 one, we will pay for it at the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's great.
All right.
And I can throw up.
But you like spaghetti?
I do, but not Olive Garden.
Well, but doesn't matter. Wouldn't you like free eats? Wouldn't that be helpful for you?
Not from Olive Garden.
Pony,
Olive Garden.
Do it for the show. Put on a pound. Do it.
Yeah.
Eat a flipping sandwich.
Maddie, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't. That's offensive to my Italian heritage, to be honest.
Oh, they're both dissing me on the... is there anybody lying around that could do it? Is there anybody in Podcast Village that would do it? Get Charlie Burney to do it.
Charlie Burney will do it.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing.
Rofo buys it on Saturday. Five Olive Garden restaurants shut down.
Is Rofo on camera? Ask Rofo.
Is he around? He's not here yet. No, we will find out. We'll have an answer for you tomorrow. We have time.
I worry about Rofo. I never know what his motivations are, right?
Oh, I think I do. World domination.
Yeah, no. FOJA. You know
FOJA?
That, right? Friend of Joe Hardinger. Okay.
Oh.
What's that? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, kind of weird. For $500 total, you can use it to eat at Olive Garden for the rest of your life.
Which, by the
way, short as it may be.
Exactly.
According to the terms, it expires upon death. 3 weeks from the day you start. Do the math. If you live another 60 years and use the pasta pass every day, that means your dinner would cost about two cents a day, not including tip. But if you want
one of the passes, 15% of 2 cents.
If you want one of the passes, you have to be fast. The pasta passes usually sell out in a matter of seconds. And that's without this special bonus offer for the first 50 buyers.
What did your friend the chef say about American cuisine?
Do you know why you Americans get the bad food?
Why?
Because you accept it.
Exactly. And that's what I think of every time
I
drive by an Olive Garden.
Just big bald fist. moving right along.
Please.
Posing with a dog in your Tinder picture is probably a smart way to get more people interested in you, but it's false advertising. Here's a new dating term for you. It's called dog fishing. Have you heard of this? Maddie, have you heard of this? Dog fishing?
I have not.
No.
It's when someone poses for their dating profile pics with a dog or other pet that's not theirs. And there's an online dating coach in D.C. who says you shouldn't do it, even if it gets you more matches. Quote, it's just odd when you're using someone else's dog online.
It's a prop.
And it seems like you're trying too hard. Hey, it works in the park.
It does.
Worked for me in the park when I wore my overcoat and my hat and said, hey, you like my dog? Thank you very much. Yeah.
Do you believe in hereafter?
Thank you. And now a little something something. Cops in Germany tracked down a 32-year-old guy yesterday after he failed to show up to serve an 11-month prison sentence. He tried to run, then jumped off a balcony, but apparently he didn't look before he leapt because he landed directly on a wasp's nest.
Oh, no.
The wasps continued stinging him while he ran into the street. Cops tried to arrest him, but they started to get stung themselves, so he slipped away. The wasps followed him through his run. Let me do it again. It was not through, it's though.
Yeah.
I learned to read, idiot. The wasps followed him, though, and kept attacking, and his only choice was to jump into a nearby pool. Police closed in, took him to jail. Now he could be facing additional charges for fleeing from police. German wasps, by the way, are different from American wasps.
Really? How,
their
Mike?
Their legs are thicker. German wasps are different from American wasps.
How?
They wear boots. German wasps... when you have bad ones, you got to go with 10.
In quantity, yeah.
German wasps are different from American wasps.
How?
They drink more beer. German wasps yes. are different from American wasps.
In what way, Mike?
They have funny mustaches. German wasps are different from American wasps.
Mike, how are they different than American wasps?
They invade other nests. German wasps are different from American wasps.
How are they? How do they differ?
Our wasps have better senses of humor. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Time now for a taste of the good life with Dirk Vastrick.
Yay! People often ask me about the best way to unwind. I say, with a drink, of course. Nothing satisfies like an O'Mara Irish Manhattan. Add a couple of ice cubes to a tumbler and fill it with Irish whiskey. And add a splash of Luxardo liqueur and a splash of vermouth. Garnish with a Luxardo cherry and enjoy. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy while listening to The Mike O'Mara Show on the TMOS app. Cheers, Carla.
I always relax with an Irish Manhattan along with the TMOS app. Man, that's living. Back to you, Mike.
It's that guy.
Dork parade. All right. Welcome back to
I got a front row ticket.
Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures.
Yes.
You mentioned the golden ticket and the platinum ticket. Hi there, it's Mike, and I'm not alone. Rob is here, too. Hello, Spiewak.
Hi, Mike.
But Oscar, he ain't here. That is to say, El Boliviano no está en el estudio hoy.
viaja al extranjero en busca de las mejores pasas y nueces.
Why does he seek walnuts and raisins? We need them. Because the time has come for your once-in-a-year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Where's the fruitcake music?
Do you really require it?
Well, I mean, don't we do that when we do...
We haven't been. We haven't been, but we can.
Yeah, we haven't done a lot of things on this promotion. It's why it's where it is. I'm back. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them, with two big ways to buy big and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and an exclusive new collectible and more. Don't miss out. And more to come on our TMOS. Yes. Platinum ticket and gold ticket, golden ticket. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. It is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. Take it away, Rob.
You got to keep in mind, you know when that remake of the movie It came out a year or 2 years ago with the kids?
Yes.
They only did the first half of the book. So the second part is yet to come, where they actually go down and fight Pennywise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica Chastain is doing some media to promote it, and they broke a record. The most fake blood in a scene ever in It Part 2.
It wasn't real blood, obviously. 4,500 gallons of fake blood. I was immersed in it. I mean, basically, it's kind of like a mixture. It's like KY jelly with red dye.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been there.
Conan. But think about that. That's a lot of blood.
You know, when I think about fake blood and plenty of it, I think of The Shining, where the blood comes out of the elevators.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That seemed to be where it's just like this giant river. But I don't know how I feel on the It franchise. I mean, it's kind of creepy.
I really enjoyed the one that just came out. I liked the mini series that was on in the old days. I thought
the
that was
clown
pretty
is definitely scarier.
Yeah.
In the new one, I forgot who played the clown's role.
I can't think of it. It's a modern actor, and I don't know that. I can tell you, Tim Curry played him in the older one, the miniseries.
Very scary, very very.
But
scary.
Also, you know, I've not read it, but I've have it on audiobook, and I've listened to the audiobook, and I think that you'll never be able to capture the horror of that story,
right?
On film, because it exists in your head. I think that's one of the most scary written books I've ever heard.
My favorite Stephen King, believe it or not, is The Dead Zone.
Really?
That's my favorite. Yeah, my favorite Stephen King. And it's probably not the best he's written, but it's my favorite. I just love the way the
speaks
story was.
You?
I liked it. Yeah, it speaks to me. Yes, it does. It speaks to me, Rob. Thank you. Let's move on.
This week marks the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. As you know, it's no longer going to be at Meriwether Post. They canceled the 50th anniversary.
Now, I've been gone, and so somebody was talking to me about it the other day. I know this is your thing. You've been tracking, so they pulled the plug
on the thing
on
is good because no
too.
One was going to go there. No one was going to go, and they had to pay them anyway, so it's like, why bother with it? Mike, the last thing, it was going to be a free concert at Meriwether Post Pavilion where they were going to ask for donations. The only next natural step would have been to bring a canned good. They stopped before they got there.
So the whole thing is dead.
It's
there
dead.
Will be
it's
no Woodstock 50.
There's no Woodstock 50. But 50 years ago was the original Woodstock. Now, the band 10 years after, you perhaps remember them from the movie they did Going Home. Great, great part. Alvin Lee is the lead singer of 10 years after, and they spoke to him what he remembered about Woodstock and what one of the biggest crises was. And I didn't even think about this.
It was hell. What really happened, you know, they were dropping like supplies to the audience, like helicopter, food and drinks. And it got to the point where nobody backstage had any cigarettes at all. So being a smoker, I volunteered to go out in the audience and get some cigarettes. It took me about 3 hours. I came back with 24 joints and no cigarettes.
Think about that. You've got like 200 great rock and rollers all backstage and no one's got a cigarette.
In those days.
Cranky.
God.
Very cranky. Do you know of a presidential hopeful called Marianne Williamson?
Yes, she's gotten a lot of press lately. She is kind of the reputation she has is being kind of spacey.
Okay.
Kind of, that she's got some. But you know what? I've watched her interviewed and she's got a lot of interesting things to say. She fascinates a lot of people, myself included. I like what she has to say. She's got some interesting ideas.
She was trending yesterday because she gave a very impassioned speech in Iowa, and someone did a little work with it. I like this. If she can continue this kind of energy, I think she's got a shot.
Americans are slow to wake up. Once we do wake up, we slam it like nobody's business. Slam it.
Slam it. Slam it.
Slam it.
Slam it.
Slam it.
I'm running for president because it is time for this generation of Americans to slam it.
Slam it, Mike.
Slam it.
Slam
Marianne.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. I like that.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Slam it, everybody.
Slam
Absolutely.
It.
Hey, I want to thank everybody that sent along the tips for Michael and the funny and the sweet at the same time. Thank you. A lot of thank yous on the show today. Thank you. Thank you for your support of all things TMOS with tickets for the live show and also the fruitcake sales. They're still available for you right now. We don't know whether the tickets for the live show are available because the only guy that pays attention to that is Oscar Santana. So,
I know that the amount of tickets we have left you can count on one hand. You should buy today and have the honor of buying the last one.
There are five tickets left?
We were under 10, yeah.
All right, so get them today. We want to see you there. And thanks again for everything you do on TMOS. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Ponyboy, Matty Masiello, and everybody else associated with the Mike O'Mara Show. See you later. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye and ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point, click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.